Welcome back to the Gary Sharp Show. I am your host, Ravi Lula, famously not Gary Sharp. I am filling in today. Actually, you're going to hear a lot of me today. I'm filling in for Gary, and then our buddy Josh Peterson on the Grum was feeling a little under the weather, so I am filling in. I figured, you know what, I'm here anyway. Let's throw John a bone as well. So I'm going to be here from now until 6 p.m. So just settle in. It's going to be a
it's going to be a long day.
It's going to be a lot of Ravi Lula in your ears today.
Real quick, can I thank Josh Peterson, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to thank Josh Peterson because one of the things, at least this time of year, people get sick and try to go to work. And then they get everybody else sick. I think that's how he got sick.
Yeah. So
shout out to Josh for taking a day to get healthy and not spreading the germs to all of us.
For sure. As someone with a compromised immune system, I appreciate that a lot.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'll be here with you. I'm solo from now until 2 p.m. here on the Gary Sharp Show. And then I will be co-hosting with John Bishop in the afternoon on Unsportsmanlike Conduct. So I want to set up the show for you here today, since we did about 30 minutes with Michael and Damon, which I appreciate. That was a good conversation. I'm glad they stuck around. Today on the show, I'm just going to go through our guests first, because we've got one coming up here shortly. I've got our guy Mike Souter from the Omaha World Herald. We are going to talk about some prep basketball. I know that George was talking about this yesterday with Verge. I'm going to talk to George a little bit about it too, but I was like, we should bring in an expert. We're going to talk to Mike Souter. That dude knows high school basketball in the state of Nebraska better than anybody. That's at 11 o'clock. At 11:30, we're going to talk to Brody Darren. So if you're tired of hearing about how Nebraska got whipped up and down the floor on Saturday, you might tune out for a few minutes there. or if you're a masochist, you can just keep listening. At 12:30, we will talk to Matt Lothrop of KETV. At 1 o'clock, we've got Robin Washit of Husker Online. And then at 1:20, we have Tom Chattel of the Omaha World Herald. So we have a full show for you here today. I do want to ask one question of you. I'm going to ask this throughout the day that I want to get to people. And this will kind of be a thread that we run through the day. Yesterday, Sports Illustrated named Megan Rapinoe the Sports Person of the Year. My question for you, nothing to do with Megan Rapinoe or Sports Illustrated, but we're coming up to the end of 2019 here. If you had to name the Nebraska Sports Person of the Year, who would it be? I've got a pick. I want to hear your picks. You can call us on the Dingman's Collision Center hotline, 402-951-1620. Hit us up on the Equitable Bank inbox. George, what's your email?
George at 1620thezone.com.
I don't have an email, so don't email me. Email George. And then you can hit me up on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed at R.A. Lula. That's R-A-L-U-L-L-A. And we will get your suggestions for the Nebraska Sports Person of the Year. I'm going to talk to a couple of my guests about that as well and see what they think. We're going to take a quick break here because we're a little bit behind the clock, as you might imagine. You're listening to The Gary Sharp Show here on 1620 The Zone.